Please welcome Jasper Lipak.
Thank you so much. It is really wonderful to be here on the stage and have the opportunity to share these songs. We're going to start with one inspired by the desert. I grew up in Tucson and in Phoenix. And unlike this part of the world, when the rain is promised, it doesn't always fall. And that scent in the air in the desert inspired this song. I grew up where the land was empty, where the tall saguaros stood like faithful sentries, and they guarded well the desert's beauty. They never asked for water, they were a witness to me, and it smells like rain.
The river is dry.
Thank you so much. This next song is in a very, I'll say, polar opposite genre of the one we just did. It's in the genre of folk rap science. And please, if you have written a song in this genre, let's talk afterwards, because I'd love to compare notes. I wrote this song for my friend Amy, who is a paleomagnetist, which means she is a geologist who studies the Earth's magnetic field. And the study of the Earth's magnetic field is paleomagnetism. And that's the word I want you all to sing on with this next song. And this is your part. It goes, paleomagnetism. Want to give it a try? Okay, 3, 4.
Paleomagnetism.
Okay, so that word comes up twice in the song, and each time you repeat it. There's also another chorus in the song, and if you catch on, please join in and sing. So Amy is a paleomagnetist. She is passionate about the Earth's magnetic field, and I've known her for a very long time now, and I usually have no idea what she's talking about when she's telling me about her research and what she's discovering, and I try really hard. I read one of her published papers recently, and I didn't understand a word, but she gave me credit for trying. But the thing that she has taught me is that we are all so curious about different things and passionate about different things. And even when the people around us don't get why we love what we love, it's really important to love it anyways, because passion is contagious. And when we love what we love, we give permission to everyone around us to do the same. So this song is for Amy, in her genre of folk rap science, but it's also for all of you and the unique ways that you love the world. And I've got Kale here to kind of help you know when to come in and sing along. Oh, and it has a lot of words, so try to keep up.
Don't you ever listen to anyone who doesn't think you're pretty, and don't be surprised if not many people do. They haven't really looked at you long enough to let you love what you love, what you love, what you love, what you love, what you do. Amy, I love the way you love the world. Amy, I love the way you love the world.
Tell you the truth, I think it's pretty hot that a girl spend her whole life picking up rocks. How many people do you see crazy about geology? Only Amy.
Paleomagnetism. Paleomagnetism. Lava flows, sediment grows, constant drifting flips the poles. Ain't no rules, honey, but your own. Ain't no rules, honey, you have to show.
Now you ain't wandering from the grounds of sanity, and anyways, that's just someone else's vanity. What holds us all together also breaks it apart. There's iron in the earth, but what's in your heart? If they can't look at you and say, oh wow, they don't matter anyhow. Anyhow,
Amy, I love the way you love the world. Amy, I love the way you love the world.
Now leads as we followed, specimens collected, positions reconstructed, old stories resurrected, each rock picked up and swinging in your pocket is a plate tectonic geographic biographic locket. And if anyone asks you what it's for, say you know nothing about the Earth's magnetic field.
That's for sure. Paleomagnetism. Paleomagnetism. Lava flows, sediment grows, constant drifting flips the poles. Nobody knows where you go. Nobody knows. You have to show them.
Now,
I'm most happy when I'm talking to the trees, and you think you're weird for sticking rocks and machines and studying the pull of the earth and the ground. That's just plain intelligence. Get out of town with your measurements. Find that cabin by that stream. You have beautiful, beautiful, beautiful dreams. Amy, I love the way you love the world. Amy, I love the way you love the world. Amy, you have beautiful, beautiful, beautiful dreams. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful dreams. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful dreams.
Thank you. So in that song, the poles switch, and they do that in real life too. They've done it before, they'll do it again, and I think that's so exciting. If North can become South, anything can change, right? This next song I like to call my feminist anthem. And I like to send it out to all genders. I grew up in a church that really did not value the female voice the way it valued the male voice. And those messages got in pretty deep. And I wrote this song to just bring about some healing for myself and then for all of you out there who need it, because there is change that has happened, a lot of good change on the outside, but there's a lot of change that still needs to happen on the outside and on the inside. There are words like sensitivity, vulnerability. And these words, growing up, were always negative words. And these are powerful, powerful words. These are strong words. And so I wrote this song. It's called I Know a Woman.
I know a woman who feels every moment with sorrow and joy. She is blown by the wind. Her heart moves so quickly, it tires her to follow. But this world wasn't made for such sensitive things. And I want to sing her a song that will free her to feel what she feels without judgment or shame. All of her power right beside all her pain. And I know a mother who cannot remember. She died to the dreams she once carried inside. And she raised a daughter who cannot forgive her for failing to lead her with wings into life. And I want to sing her a song that redeems her for all that she is that she hasn't become. As she lived for her father, then husband, then son. And Eve, blessed mother of all of creation, they punished you when you reached out for the truth. And all of this violence we witness toward women is the shame we still carry for wanting the fruit. And I want to sing her a song that will bring take what she wants and to never be shy. Ooh. small quiet moments, caught with no reason to feel so alone. They tell us our sadness is private depression, but our mother's submission is centuries old. Your song, and your song will be sung.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm going to retune for these next couple to an open tuning. So I've lived in a few places, many of them with Cale, which has been nice. He didn't start playing accordion or singing with me till a few years into our marriage, which was a nice surprise that we harmonize and all that. But we met in Minneapolis, and then we lived in Durban, South Africa for a couple of years. And then we came here to Seattle, or to Bellevue, I guess. They're not the same thing, so I'll say we came to Seattle. And I'd never been in the presence of an old-growth forest. So being in Seattle, we took a camping trip. I don't know if it was our first summer or second summer, but we went to the Olympic National Park in the Ho Rainforest, and we were in the presence of these centuries-old trees. And unlike other places I've lived, I haven't taken to Seattle quite immediately. It's still like this developing relationship. And I don't know, I kind of like to think, growing up in the desert in Tucson, I'm a plant that just kind of doesn't need that much water. But the Pacific Northwest has brought many new things into my life, and just the experience of the rainforest and the old growth trees, and kind of wondering what it's like to be a tree and grow from one place in the ground and never have to move. And this is what this song is about. It's called Chasing Ground.
Some days I want to stand in one place, like a tree with its roots in the ground. I wanna grow without moving, live without choosing. I wanna walk every sun go down. Life is always changing. Every dream needs chasing. When I hear a new wind calling, must I stay? summer brings the sun. Each day brings work that must be done. In my front yard, there's an old tree where the birds make their home. I'll watch them leave when it gets cold. Seasons keep returning. That's a truth I'm learning. Still, will I always feel this longing to be the bird and the tree, to have both roots and wings? These old trees live much longer than a human being. Oh, the things they've seen. And I wonder what the old trees think. To be free, can they see my changing is just a dream I'm chasing? No matter how far I run, I'm always searching. That steady peace of ground.
Thank you. So we have one more song for you. I want to mention, too, that I'm co-hosting a room with my friend Avery Hill, and we have an open song circle tonight from 1 to 2 in the Put a Songbird room on it. Our name was inspired by Portlandia, and we'll put songbirds on you if you come to our room. This last song I wrote as a grounding song, as an artist, and just as a human. It's really easy to play the comparison game in my head. I don't know if any of you do this out there, you artists. No, never. But we all have something so unique, and we all have our own well to draw from, and it's really important that we remember that and stay focused on that. And this is called River Song.
Oh, river of song, flow through me. Let me be a riverbed for your melody. Oh, river of song, flow through me. Oh, river of joy, be my guide. tears I need to cry, then be on your way, O river of sorrow, do not stay.
Jasper Lee Pack and Kale Lee Pack.